And what is up, guys? I am back. It's me again, the Orlando, and I am back with the Orlando's Wrestling Podcast. Of course, as always, we are brought to you by the Power of Podcast. So this is my Raw review. Raw just ended. Well, it's going to be ending in 5 minutes. It's just a segment. It's playing in the background right now of my thing, and I wrote down some notes in my notepad to what we want to talk about. Turn on Raw. So Raw started off with Dean Ambrose starting off in the ring calling out Mr. Seth Rollins. Now Seth Rollins came out, they want to know why he won't join and why they won't like put their hands together. It's a kind of weird segment, to be honest. And Seth just kept answering, just wouldn't do it, and they argued back and forth for a while. Seth goes to walk away, Dean grabs him. Seth looks back at him, then he tries to walk out again. Dean grabs him. So now this time, Seth pushes Dean away. Then Dean pushed Seth back. And then Seth pushed him back again. And Dean dove on to him and started punching. Seth and Dean were having a big fist fight on the mat. And were fighting it off. Then Sheamus and they were beating each other up outside the ring. Sheamus and Cesaro came out and took advantage of that by coming out and beating up, Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins. Now, they were beating up them until Seth Rollins jumped off the top rope to do it, and they started working together. It all turns out that the Shield, Dean Ambrose, and Seth Rollins has reunited after they put their hands together as the Shield used to do. Okay, so next I want to talk about. Next we had a women's, like, a Nia Jax versus Sasha Banks. So, right before this match began to start, Alexa came out and she sat in this big kind of beach, like, lifeguard chair, and, was there to watch the match. So, Sasha and Nia, like, blew the house down. That was a great match, I'll be honest. And I was so surprised that Sasha Banks won. She, hit Nia in a bank statement, and then Nia stood up and, like, kind of swung around, and then Sasha turned that into a big DDT in the middle of the ring and then pulled it into the bank statement for the win to make Nia tap out to Sasha Banks. Alright, so Sasha Banks won that, so Sasha Banks will be facing Alexa Bliss this Sunday at SummerSlam. You can watch this on the WWE Network. I know I will be. So, you should probably go, and you should probably watch it, and get the network. Only $9.99 a month. Alright. Then next we had the Drifter, Elias Samson, I believe. He was coming out, singing a song, and talking trash about, the town that was in, that was Boston, Massachusetts. And, so he's talking bad. Right in the middle of his Elias Samson concert type thing, when he's playing guitar, R-Truth comes out and does his rapping. So R-Truth gets the ring apron on the side of the ring apron and stands there backwards. And Elias Samson came and attacked him. brought him into the ring and hit the drift away on him. Now, I personally love the move, the drift away, that Elias does. I think it's a pretty cool looking move. And I would like to see Elias gets pushed more in the future. Okay, let's review more of my notes. So, then Big Cass came out. This shark cage that Enzo Amore will be in was sitting in the middle of the ring. The middle of the ring. And Big Cass came out. He kept trying to talk, but the crowd wouldn't let him. So, he was talking crap about the Big Show and Enzo Amore. And Big Show had a match with Mr. Big Cass. And the club came out and helped Big Cass and ended up breaking Big Show's hand. The hand that he hits the knockout punch with. So then that prevented Big Show from not hitting Big Cass with the knockout punch. Big Show, Enzo was saying to him that he couldn't perform at SummerSlam. But Big Show said, Big Show has succeeded bigger and badder injuries, he said, and that he was going to go to SummerSlam and fight Big Cass. Okay? Alright, we have a new champion actually tonight on Raw. Akira Tozawa beat Neville! Oh, I'm really mad about this, to be honest. I love Neville, heel Neville, as a champion. And I hope he doesn't drift away like some of the other champions have. Like, let's be honest, TJ Perkins, he's still doing okay. Rich Swann, he's doing okay, too. I mean, I haven't seen him in a while. Brian Kendrick, I don't even know what he's doing anymore, to be honest. I watch 205 Live sometimes. But yeah, he beat Neville with one of those big Santan bombs off the top. Well, that was the third one I believe he hit in that match to beat Neville. So, I thought that was a pretty good match. I always like when the Cruiserweights fight because they put on some great matches, especially Neville. Alright, Finn Balor versus Bray Wyatt. It was a pretty, actually, great match. I actually loved it. But Bray was laying down. Finn Balor went for the coup de grace. Bray Wyatt came, grabbed him by the legs, and pulled him down. And hit him with assistant Abigail for the win. After he was knocked out in the corner, Bray Wyatt said something about, I don't know, said some speech. And then poured blood, fake blood, all over Mr. Finn Balor, the leader of the Balor Club. So there was a backstage interview then with Finn Balor, and he said, Bray Wyatt has his demons, and I have my demons, so we're gonna, at SummerSlam, we're gonna see the Demon King, Finn Balor, in his demon attire working in his demon attire. I always like to see that, and, yeah, I can't wait. I'm sorry, guys, I was just gonna call, so I had to deny the call. I didn't even know who it was, but let's get back. So, we're gonna be seeing Finn Balor in his demon attire. Okay. So, yeah. Well, it was pretty good tonight. Jason got attacked during the match against The Miz by the Miztourage. And then the Hardys came out to help him. And he, they ended up making a match, a 3-on-3 match, 6-man tag. And the Hardys and Jason Jordan ended up pulling off the win like everybody expected. So, I thought that was pretty cool to have the Hardy Boys back on Raw. So, guys, I mean, there's, like I said, the Roman Reigns, Brock Lesnar, Samoa Joe, and Braun Strowman thing going on. But personally, I don't really care about this feud. I just want to see the big match. I don't really care what they have to say. So, that was my Raw review, and, I think I'm going to just start off doing my, WrestleRamble right now. So, let's ramble about stuff in wrestling that I dislike. So, I don't know if I've talked about this yet, but I hate the position that Seth Rollins is in the tag match. I think he should be high up in the card. The same thing with Finn Balor. I hate the position Mr. Finn Balor is in. And, I don't know why. Those two are one of the best wrestlers. I mean, they're the ones who main evented, I believe it was the main event, SummerSlam last year for the Universal title. And they had a great match. I don't like the position that these guys are in. I also think that definitely Seth Rollins. I mean, Finn Balor, he's doing okay with his whole Bray Wyatt feud right now. By the way, he's facing Bray Wyatt at SummerSlam. I think he's doing okay for him. But Seth Rollins, did anybody forget that he's a two-time WWE champion? The first ever NXT champion. He's a United States champion. I just don't know. I don't know. I also want to know, I know he's on a indie, like not indie, but main event in like WWE live shows. But where is Heath Slater? I have always liked Heath Slater. I think he's cool. He's the one man band. I would like to see them more on Raw. Personally, I wish they didn't get, in a Super Show shakeup. I personally wish they didn't get called over to Raw, because Raw has all the, like, really, really good teams. Like, Hardy's, Revival, they have all those teams. SmackDown kind of has, middle card teams like Breezango and stuff. I wish they would have stayed over on SmackDown. I think they would have been doing more. I think they would have, they could have had feuds with Breezango and all that good stuff. So, I don't know. Tell me what you guys thought about tonight's Raw. I thought it was pretty good. I don't know. So, let's see. It's so hard, because even this, maybe SmackDown, I like SmackDown a lot more than I like Raw, so maybe tomorrow on SmackDown, I'll have something more to ramble about. I kind of wish I had, something more to talk about. I don't really have anything to talk about tonight either. I could go on for days about how I want the Ascension to get pushed more, but I'm sure you guys don't want it. It would be like three whole, 30-minute videos. I can talk so long why they should be pushed. I think tomorrow I'm going to be, reading off some interviews with some of the original NXT superstars. I don't know what you guys want me to read one now off, but I could. So, let me open up my plans book and see the things I wrote down. Yeah, I don't think I'm gonna do that. I think I gotta save this for another video. So guys, I don't really want to end the video now, but I have nothing to really talk about. Okay, let me talk about this. I actually have something to ramble about. I really want the club to go over to SmackDown. I think they could work so much better over on SmackDown, just because, like I said, roller tag team, like the tag champions. Well, the New Day's pretty good, but I could see them fighting the Usos, Breezango. I can see them fighting a lot of people. Hey guys, did you also hear the rumors about how Sin Cara and Luke Harper is a team? Look up Sin Cara and Luke Harper and you'll see a picture of Sin Cara standing there with his mask on and Luke Harper with a mask. There's been rumors that that might be them. I think that's stupid if it is. Like, that's just the bottom row for Luke Harper. When they're teaming up with Sin Cara. I don't know. So, I love you guys, and I'll be back tomorrow with the Power of Podcast. The Orlando is out.